Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
If you really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about your things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seed. We gotta grow as a people, cause wisdom and knowledge is equal, and all we need to learn to do is spread our wings like eagles. Now, let's talk truth, let's talk truth, let's talk truth. Lord, sit down to talk truth, but the rest is on you.
Welcome to Let's Talk Truth, where we're going to have our first show of 2017. We have our host, of course, you know, the infamous voice. And in the studio, we have several other guests and people in here to comment on today. We have a doozy set up for you. Several topics we're going to cover. We have it all lined out. Well, Ms. Lloyd has it all lined out. So, you know, we want you to call in. If you're already called in, just comment. You know, whenever you have something to say, just go ahead and say it.
Okay. Thank you so very much, Channel. I want to welcome everyone to our first show in 2017. And as I previously stated, we haven't had a Blog Talk Radio show in quite a few weeks. And this is because our brains have been on hiatus. You know, mine was all the way over in Hawaii. And so I don't know where you guys' brain was. But with all the things that have gone on, we've got a new president in office. We've got controversial subjects going around. Crime is up 100% everywhere. So it's just, you know, it's just a lot for us to digest. Now, the topic of our show today is multitasking in the mind. And I'm going to ask some of my guests, what do you think that would really entail if you were multitasking in the mind? Somebody just give me your feedback on that.
And in the mind, just have a bunch of different things. Mind won't stop working. Be thinking a lot, just you'll be analyzing.
I sort of agree with Dijon. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think an effective mind is one that multitasks? Do you think that a mind that's multitasking can be effective in your day-to-day endeavors, whatever it is you're attempting to do? Do you think it's a success story there when you're multitasking in the mind? Do you think you can be successful at all?
Depends on what you're multitasking.
Well, I agree. When just think about what's going on today. What hits your face every day when you wake up? It's we have suffered through election. We have suffered through politics, politicians, one fighting the other. And people fighting people, color fighting color, people who are in leadership positions, like our police force. They're being accused of being very insensitive and bullying people. They've been accused of forgetting that they work for the people. So it's just so much to take in. Now, if you would ask me, if I had to give you an overall synopsis of why we're multitasking in the mind, because we're not focused on what we need to be focused on. It seems that we're choosing to take part in things that's crowd-pleasing rather than what's right. So that's what we have to understand, what is right and what's good with what we're doing. And instead of us doing that, we are, you know, we're thinking about all other things that's really not building us in any place. Now, the first thing I want us to focus on or talk about are our men. Let me ask you this, and I'm asking this straight out. What do you think, and let's go to our older men. Do you think our older men are walking in a way that they can be a light for our younger men? Nope. I agree. What about somebody else? Y'all think our older men are doing the things that they need to do?
No. Because if they were, we wouldn't have this, our younger generation basically doing whatever they want.
You know, exactly. I say this at the top of every show. I know everyone, you got your own pastors, teachers, preachers, or whomever. But one thing that's going to define what we should be actually taking part in is righteousness. And it's going to be God's righteousness. I saw a little post the other day from a young lady on Facebook, and she said older people have a problem with younger people having an opinion. And, you know, she was just fed up with that. And I didn't want to really snap her, but I wanted to tell her, lady, listen, little girl, your opinion don't amount to anything, because your opinion cannot change anything. It can't change policies. It cannot change anything. Your opinion means something only to who? Yourself. So this is what we're talking about. Now, let's move back to our men. I have had the experience of a dating site. And I think looking at these old men on these dating sites, they are liars. They take a picture looking like anything. Who wants to meet somebody, a bearded-faced man, you know, with sunglasses on? Yeah, with sunglasses on, giving us your dirty, raunchy opinion of your love life. No woman wants to see that, not a woman of substance.
But how many women of substance are there?
Our men are pitiful.
So are women.
Yes, but we're going to get to the women in a minute. Right now we're talking about the men, who is supposed to be the head, who's supposed to be in a position for somebody to look up to. What young son can look up to these men?
Well,
and I cannot believe men go on these dating sites and pay money and stay on there a year, 2 years.
They're not looking for
a relationship. They're looking to tap as many women as they can. That's just an unlimited pool of hoo-hoo.
But that's what I'm talking about. That's what really makes it sad.
Well, listen, Steve, everybody can tell you along about Jezebel is Jezebel there. You can conquer the world with your womanly parts. Men are weak, behind, hoo-hoo. A woman can outmaneuver a man mentally. Most men, the majority of men, 800 to 1. Men are slow. And they holler, oh, I'm just a pimp. No, that girl played you. Now you end up playing her because history does repeat itself. How many men do you see will be in a relationship for a long time? Like, I was saying this, and I know my brother always said I have a problem with infidelity. But I don't know anyone who's been married for 6-70 years where there was not infidelity in the relationship.
Oh, I wasn't married that long.
So. Oh, exactly. I don't know anyone who's been married that long where I did a, we were talking about all the older women we knew. All the older women we knew stayed married, but their husbands were never faithful to them. They have stepped out on them once, sometimes twice. And, you know, sometimes it's that little innuendo, you didn't catch it in the bed with somebody, but you know your husband cheats. But
my
men think that's okay because that means as long as I go to work, and some of them don't even want to go to work. I just feel like because I'm born with a certain part of an anatomy that I can be able to tell you and you have to follow and do what I say, but where are you leading to down the hole? Nobody questions that. That's why you have all these people out here, these men who have a sense of entitlement, like, oh, man, I'm just, and everybody's in the slut category of this, you know, or you never have that wifey material. You have my main chick. Main chick insinuates there are other chicks behind her, that you just take care of her more, that that's not a title that I would want to carry, or to be someone's bottom chick, or, you know, that's supposed to be you're the best of the litter. I was not born in a litter. My mom had me by my sister. So I don't want to be a part of your little sex game. And people thought, I was hard growing up because people, oh, we've been talking 2 weeks. What that mean? I'm supposed to get naked. And, you know, there were actually girls that grew up with me, my generation, that were like that. After 2 weeks, you're supposed to sleep with it. And that's why y'all got all these kids with no real fathers around. You only have them when your child is successful or does something that's good that they get recognized for and their daddy pop out the woodwork then. Here your daddy is. But where were you when I needed some diapers? Where were you when I needed...
Well, you know, I blame that. And I'm going to tell you, if you are not careful, you will allow yourself to be put in situations. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Okay, if I made a mistake, I had a baby by a man who did not take care of my child. Then the government comes along and say, oh, that's all right. I'm going to give you some food stamps, and I'm going to give you TANF, and I'm going to take care of your baby going to the doctor. I'm going to do all of these things. But guess what? Once I do it for a year or two, I'm going to go back and find the man that got you pregnant, and I'm going to slap him, and he's going to have to pay me back everything I gave you.
Okay.
So, listen. So that's putting another thing. I laid around with a sorry man. Now I'm fixing to trap him and make him even more sorrier.
Let me just say that there's a level of accountability on the woman's part there.
Oh, exactly.
Because if you're going to put your, and you know you're going to need some government assistance, why, women? Why? You lay down as a responsible person, okay, you lay down. You know, two things can come out of being having intercourse, a baby or a disease. Now, if you, luckily you ain't got no disease, you end up with a baby. That's your responsibility. I had a friend who ended up getting pregnant by a guy. He outright told, she didn't know the man's real name. Until after she was like 2-3 months to find out his legal government name. She even called him two partners or something like that for the longest time. And he already indicated, I don't want any children. And like I told her, I said, you know what that means, right? Why would you want to put your child in a position where you're forcing them to be around somebody who don't want them?
Mm-hmm.
I said, so what that means, if you go to that hospital, when it says father, put unknown. Because if you need some assistance, they're going to look at that birth certificate, whatever name you put there, whether it's the real daddy or not. You can't put two partners on the thing, but either way, whatever name you put on that birth certificate, they're going to look for that person for retribution for what you, hey, give me that back.
Yeah.
So it's up to the women.
You're right. Now, I happen to know can make it without assistance. I raised two children without any type of assistance. I worked every day. I paid daycare. I paid school. I paid house note. I paid car note. I had every bill it was. And just thank God I never took on any assistance at all.
That's only because you didn't live beyond your means. Now, I know that your weakness was shoes and dresses and going to see Teddy Pendergrass. You accomplished that occasionally. But we didn't have cable. We didn't go shopping.
I didn't go get my nails.
She didn't go get her nails. She sat down and painted and paint mine while she doing it. Like, you know, she didn't live like I look at them now, and I'm put it out there. Like, I bought food stamps from lately. I really have. But if you, that's okay. But if you need food stamps, if you go apply for them, you need them to feed your children. So if you need cash, what bill have you taken on that you don't have the means to pay? What have you taken on? Is it cool to say, man, my baby got Jordans? Like everybody wants it, my baby got Jordans. But your baby have those Jordans, but what if your baby's foot grow real big? So those little Jordans you trying to keep shoving, they too little. Now you got to go get some more, and you buy some more. And you're not, it's a perpetuating cycle. Now you're sending it to your child that makes your work better because you have on something that is typically considered name brand. It's just a vicious cycle we have going around.
Okay.
And then when you have absentee parents, and I'm not going to say in the home because you don't have to be married to effectively raise a child. It takes communication.
Exactly.
Both parents have to be equally invested in the life of that child. You don't have to have, the mama can have full custody, but if the daddy want to bring, you know, go for birthdays or do something like that, you know, don't be just out of the picture.
Most women don't want their children. The daddy, if he's not with them, they don't want the daddy girlfriend.
Because it's not about the child at that point.
Exactly.
It is about who got him. Well, if you were doing everything you should have done to keep him, opening your lines of communication, doing everything, you shouldn't be worried about him being with somebody else. What you do is cut your losses and realize that the precious gift that God gave you that you have here, because there are people who want kids who can't have them,
mm-hmm.
who don't have them. But you take it for granted, and you're raising a bunch of inconsiderate, just ignorant children who don't know how to behave. They don't know how to do anything else, and you wonder why our school system messed up because they see you emasculating another man, which is their father.
Mm-hmm.
Then they try and do this, and the men, people don't realize how whatever your child sees, what they do. If you know, people take things differently. If you're in an abusive household and you watch your daddy whoop your mama tail, one or two things can come effect. You're either going to be whooping who you with tail, or you're going to get in your tail whooped. One of the two. So we have put these behaviors onto our children, and that's why they all mess up. Yeah, I blame y'all, them baby boomer ages, with all that me and Mrs. Jones got a thing going on. He had a man singing a song about it. So, I mean, there's no responsibility to be taken. It's because I am a man. Feel that it should be this way, so therefore it is.
But most men who have to have more than one woman at a time, they don't think much of themselves. They are really, their ego is, their self-esteem is gone. And they have to feel good about themselves to say, I'm sleeping with four women.
Well, let me see, that's played on both sides. The male friends who know, boy, man, I'm going to be turning them down. They pump him up.
Exactly.
And the women, duh, you know he nasty, but he treat me different. I'm going to change him. You don't think he's doing the same thing as you? You see he did with the rest of them fools? I'm going to be different. I'm going to do different. He going to do me different, girl. He going to change.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody perpetuates their own cycle. We keep feeding into this. We stop being friends. We stop telling your friend, girl, you need to stop these dudes' faces and put an aspirin between your knees.
Feed in a pail of water.
There's some tape over your mouth nowadays. You got to tell them. There's no scruples. It's not, you see little kids, that was a video that came across my timeline, a little girl in the sixth grade. Where was they in the school? Where was the teacher? How you doing this at school? And you got your little dollar store flip-flops on. and your friend just sitting back down, well, it's my turn, and you dumb, in your little Family Dollar sandals, with your granny panties on, just got video, got another man video, a little boy video on you. You're at school. Where are the teachers? Honey, I couldn't bleep in school. My teacher wasn't breathing down my neck.
That makes me feel so sad inside, because to think that child, where are the, where was her mother?
I don't even ask for her mother. I don't think everybody asks, where's the mama? Where are both of the parents? Whoever's the caregiver? What's the mama did? Who is the caregiver? Where's the daddy? Everything don't fall. And I'm sick of people doing that to women. Where's the mama? Where is the daddy? That baby didn't just, no one human is asexual. That baby didn't just bust out of thin air.
They say that with women, the daughter of women, the out of the women.
But fathers are also the first representation of what a woman
but
expects from a...
Yes, but how a woman should act is only... That's by a woman showing her how to do that. Man can't show a woman how to walk and how to do all that. That's not you
that's no, I understand what you're saying.
That's
but
why,
things
that's
like that,
that's why they say where's the mom.
They need to say where's the daddy, because any
daddy is a nurturer, it teaches
a mother is a nurturer, but a little boy, my mama can't tell me what another little boy will be thinking. My daddy can say, hey, I've been a little boy.
Now,
let me tell you how these little boys are.
Now,
back
right
on
there.
The video,
now, there are some little boys who don't have fathers to tell them. This is where other leaders in the community come in.
What leaders?
The one that's supposed to be there.
Well, there are none.
But, yeah, it's some. It's just few and far between. But
when
the thing of it is, our leaders in the community now, they don't have time for somebody else's, you know. I'm my kid. This video went viral the other day when this man intervened in a fight between two young boys. That's what everybody should do instead of saying, man, look at her, they fighting.
Get the dog in front of my
We've spent enough time, so we know that there are problems with our men and our women.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we talk about multitasking in the mind. That's something for us to think about. Do you know how much work we have to do in this world every day while we're just sitting around raising hell, arguing with people, dogs, and everything? It's so much for us to do. We got a lot to do while we're multitasking in the mind. We need to be praying for our men, praying for our women. And now let's get to another subject. Why do young minds reject sound doctrine? Why do young men, young minds reject sound doctrine? Tell me that.
Why? You can't leave or you don't go. You can't teach that you don't go. It's the approach. Most older people feel like, you know, people think we live in a society where everything is just open and free. But we're not. We live in a society where people can say, I want to be this sexual, I want to be this. When it comes to real life issues, most families have that hide and don't talk type of thing. So when it builds into something else, an older person coming to you, well, why do you do this? You need to let me, if you, you know, like when it comes to money, I'll use that. This is what you need to do. Well, you broke. How you going to tell me how to fix my
Let me say something. And I disagree with you there, because you have to look past. You have to look past what you say. I disagree with your why. Let me say this. There was a song that the Williams brothers sang. And it says, I'm a nobody. trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody.
Mm-hmm.
This man is on the street. He doesn't, he's not in a big edifice. He doesn't have a big choir booming behind him. He doesn't drive a Rolls. He doesn't drive a Mercedes or a Bentley. He's out on the street because there are places everyone is assigned to be.
Right.
So something has been put in the minds of our young people. If you can say, I will only listen to you if you driving a big car, got a big bank account. It's a,
no, I'm not saying
but
that.
That's what people, that's what people are doing. Listen.
No, you are both of y'all are right. A lot of times, but the bottom line is young people want to make their own, they feel like they want to make their own mistakes.
But you have to realize some of those mistakes are fatal.
And
they don't get to come back from them.
That's why this world is like it is now.
Mm-hmm.
People don't learn from past mistakes. Like, for instance, history. They say history repeats itself. Why would you want to get, you know, let's just say civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
See the guy that's getting shot with water, fire hydrant. You think that you want to get shot with a fire hydrant or with a water hose?
Don't they knock you down?
They hurt. They can strip skin off of you
mm-hmm.
or whatever. They're powerful enough to really put damage on you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to go through that. We need to listen. We need to look. We would be in an ideal place if we would look at the mistakes that our parents made.
Exactly.
And went over them. Instead of falling in the same mistakes our parents made, or not being better than our parents,
you know,
and that only comes from listening to older folks.
Yeah, because an older person can tell you where that hole is in the street. You blind, you just running, and they can tell you 6 houses down, it's a big hole down there. Watch it when you drive. Cut over to your right. But you find people who think that they're born, popped out of their mother's womb, able to lead themselves. But you can't do it. Failure comes if you can't follow nobody. Guess what? You can't lead nobody. You have to be an effective follower. You have to sit down. How do little girls learn to cook?
Watching
who is in the kitchen. And they
clean up.
And they, how do they learn stuff like that? You watch someone older, someone with more experience has shown you what to do. And then when you get to the position where, well, I know I want to do it this way. I want to do it that way. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Only thing that's going to work is when you allow yourself to be taught. And no one said that the day you were born, you were not a leader. Yes, you are a leader that day. But you cannot lead until you're taught to lead. You have to be shown how to do these things. You know, everybody, I can sit and do this to a steering wheel on a car. But until somebody teach me, I learned how to drive a standard ship until somebody taught me how to go in on the clutch and this is the brake and, you know, put it in first gear, come off the clutch and mash the accelerator and go. Get ready to change again, go in on the clutch, put it in second gear, you know. But until we are taught how to do, it's not going to work. And the thing that's missing in our knowledge is wisdom. Oh, she can do it. You know, they can walk down there. I was looking at a movie the other day. A little boy wanted to learn how to ride the subway and go to school by himself and come home. He told his mother, I'm ready. I can do this thing. Pedophiles are watching you. It's not that you can't walk down there and get on the train. Sure, you're capable of doing it, but you don't have the wisdom to watch your surroundings and make sure that no one is following you. So, when, and this is something that all of us are guilty. We need to tell our young people to sit down and shut up. And I'm going to ask you another question. Why does one weak person always ask the advice of another weak person? What you want to hear. Listen, to righteousness and to be effective, you're not going to always hear what you want to hear. You're going to hear something sometimes that's going to make you cringe and say, it's going to hurt. But you have to change in order to be successful. So these are the things that we have to do. Let's start telling our young people, shut up and sit down and learn. Oh, I'm out of here now. I'm leading. I got the way made. No, you don't. Does anybody want to add anything to that before we move on to our next little topic? Let me ask you something. Why do people think that new is always better? Let me tell you what I'm talking about. The new way of doing something. If the old way achieves success, why do you need a new way? Yes. Let's take these kids. Let's go to the blackboard in your mind. 2 + 2 is what? 2 + 2 is 4. Why is the new math? Give me a new math to arrive at that same answer.
1 + 1 + 1 + 1. Are they coming forward? You gotta take it, round it out, to one number, and take that number and drop it down, round out the other number.
Now, can I ask you a question? What does that accomplish? And why do you want your child to have a complex mind?
You can math and you can learn something.
It's not learning anything. I would rather my children know 2 + 2 is 4 and get them on out of class and learn something else. What? How many schools do you believe teach their children the same things that's on the start there? I don't mean have whole special classes. I mean every day, in every subject, when you go to math, is the math you have on a daily basis the same math you do on the start test? Then why give it? Can you see why we are being just led to slaughter? So if it's not the same math, why am I allowing them to stick my kid with it? Now, can you think those things can be alleviated? See, new is not better. And when we stop letting our state government dish out what our children, comprehension and that, and what they learn in school, our children will have a better mind.
Yeah, but we won't come together and do that because things don't have power. We're so used to adapt.
You're absolutely right. But we've got to stand up and do it. Someone's got to do it. Do you think, how many of y'all believe your children are smarter now than they were back in the day? I know kids are smart. Don't get me wrong. You're very intelligent. But you don't have anything on back in the day. Show me who could do a pyramid nowadays with the things they had back then. Huh?
No, you're talking about that.
And anywhere back in the day, show me. I'm an old woman, and I grant you, I can put 99 people, and I bet you can't nobody, their handwriting is not better than mine.
No, we don't even have to put it on handwriting. What's the last thing we what's the last thing we cured? And like polio and all that.
Nothing.
Ain't really nothing we cured.
Nothing. Because we're just yes. Because we're just going along
just,
to get along.
Technology gets smaller. That's true. You know, technology is bombs of our big, not as small, and you know things like that. But if you take it further back, we are like you say, go back to pyramid style. We are all this race now. We are dumber.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because the way they taught school and the way that we taught school, they went straight to the point.
They didn't have this complex. Let me make this child's mind so complex it's going to run him crazy, and then he's going to want to drop out of school, and then we got another juvenile delinquent on our hands. People don't even think about that. You know, I was looking. See these?
I believe, like, the standard was fitness. These kids go rampant, and they could be smart. They can be smarter, but their generations can be smarter and smarter.
But it's what they're exposed to.
Like, there are cures for cancer, AIDS, and things like that. But this is ran by pharmaceuticals. So
exactly.
We'll never see it.
When will we, you know, but it can be. Greed has taken that away. But let me tell you, there's a cure for everything. And that's how we have taken God out of everything that we do. And this is why, see, back in the day, when those old people was in them fields, slaves, they were praying. They were crying out to God. He was there. We not crying out now because we have allowed our intellect to be put first. And I know the scripture says, the letter killeth. But only the spirit can make alive. So this is why it's what we expose our children to. It's this little boy, somebody was talking to him, he can speak three languages, three different languages. The majority of our young kids can speak Ebonic and curse words. And you know why? Because their mama goes, did that, duh. Told the young boy the other day, I said, baby, you're going to walk into my car, scrolling through your phone. I said, put that phone in your pocket and walk where you're going. Then when you get where you sit down, take it out and just scroll on it. But he liked to walk into my car up there. Just,
well, he probably was playing Pokemon
Go. I don't care if he was paying, and that's another thing. Why would you kill yourself playing Pokemon Go?
Gotta catch them all.
Look at the three young boys that broke into a house and that guy kills all three of them. Two in the house and the other one stumbled outside and died. You know who was in the car waiting for him? A 21-year-old girl. She went and turned herself in. You might as well, your crew dead. But it's what we make important for our children. Everything is so, I've got to get the iPhone 42. I know I just got the iPhone 41 yesterday, but they came out with another one today. Y'all know we've got to stop doing stuff like that. So we come to the conclusion that new is not better. Now, talking about multitasking in the mind, your thought process. When you're thinking things over, what does it lead you to? Does it lead you to a positive place where you can accomplish what you need to accomplish, or where does it lead you to? Where should it lead you to?
Exactly.
I used to tell a lady, a young lady, she used to have a television going on Facebook, on the computer, on her cell phone, and playing a music. That has four different things going on in her head at one time. Do you think she was successful at any of those four things? But she said she was. And I just don't think you can do it. Unless you got your mind split and go in two different directions. So it's your thought process. What are you thinking about? What should you be thinking about? What are you thinking about in where you're headed? That should be your number one priority. But people don't think about where it's leading them to. I didn't, you know, I'm just going to get high. And once I get high, but where is it taking you to? A lot of these people are exposing their little kids to I know a little boy that his mother and stepdad used to give him weed, taught him how to smoke it. But we want to lay up and get pregnant and have kids so we can ruin their lives. Horrible.
I'm pretty sure somebody did it then.
No, they didn't. Now, this thing that we look at now, how many people really and truly know what love is? Love cannot be plain. If someone tells you, Lois, I love you because you're beautiful, you're gorgeous, you're pretty, you're fine, you're smart, you're loving, that person don't love me at all. If somebody asks you to tell, why do you love me? I don't know. I just love you. That's true love. Someone can sit there and give you an outline of love. They don't love you. I love you because you sat and you held my hand for 6 days. Mm-mm. And if you want to find out if somebody loves them, ask them for some money. Ask them for some money. And I don't just tell them, say, can you, let me have $100. What you need it for? But everyone will lay, I love her, I love him, I love my children, I love my friend. That's my best friend.
Yeah,
I go out the window. Mm-hmm. Now, if I let you have this $100, when are you going to give it back? Come on, tell me when. But that's what we learned of. But people declare. And until we can have the love in our heart for others and put other people before we put ourselves, we're not in love at all. Now, I didn't hear no comments from anybody on the love thing. Come on, let me hear some comments. And I don't mean go into, well, there are different kinds of love. Love is love.
I was in all of it, so never received.
You know it.
No, it's just the universal of the word no. I don't care what language, Spanish, no, French, no. Everything got no. No is the same in every language. Love is just the universal of that. It's like a tingling you get that you can't explain. It's just there.
It's an itch of the heart that nobody can scratch. It's a thing, and I'm going to tell you, you'll know that you love somebody when you will put that other person first.
And when they get on your last nerve, like if your mama is shooter, you have to go to Jesus because you love her. See, that kind of thing.
And
yes, it does. Yes, it does.
A lot of times, mothers just be waiting on somebody to come across like they want to do something to them, you know, and mothers will take them out of it. See, mothers love you. That's why they say, I brought you in this world, I take you out. That's love. Don't you think that's love?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Can't take
them
out.
Yes, you can.
You're not supposed to.
Now, we've got 12 minutes. In this 12 minutes, let me tell you what we're going to talk about. Does anyone feel that there are things in your life that waste your time?
Yes.
That you do that waste your time?
No, not that. Somebody else bothering you.
Yeah.
You know what? Think about it. There are things that you do on a daily basis that will not mean anything to you a month from now, but you just had to do it today. I had a lady who used to sing this song all the time. All that I have belongs to God. And if you think about it, there's an old cliche that people say all the time, only what you do for Christ will last. What is it that you do periodically that God doesn't even consider, but you want to do it? Like Pokemon Go. If you die, if that boy gets killed playing Pokemon, is that going to ensure he gets to heaven?
No.
Is it going to ensure?
Out of Pokemon.
But he's dead. So who's going to step on the step?
His brother. You see, it's a staircase to it. You build those stairs. So
y'all other man,
get up there.
Five. That's not it. Tell us some things that people do on a daily basis.
Getting your business.
That waste time.
Getting your business.
That is not productive. In other words, some people will just go all out because I want a Cadillac.
Or like how people who got the tax return, look, before I say that, I'm just explaining, you can do what you want to do with your tax return. However, if you are living in an apartment that is beat up and your rent for your two-bedroom is $400 a month, you can't be living in such a reputable place. Why would you go out and get a Mercedes-Benz? You might could afford to get that Mercedes-Benz with your income tax money. However, it takes maintenance to keep a car. So why would you do that? That's completely dumb. And I see that on an ongoing basis. But you sitting there, all people who don't bathe their kids, but you'll take a bath. Things like that, they're just wasting time. You want to be cute for the dudes and hang out and do this.
but you look in the mess, your baby's looking a mess,
this is because you're trying to flip it. Get that income tax, try to flip it. But you buy this Mercedes, and then you get that sugar daddy. Now you're going to have to take care of the things you need.
Well, a sugar daddy. I never got the phrase for that, a sugar daddy. But you mean to tell me some old, decrepit man got to be in my face smelling like Old Spice and Vinegar?
Mm-hmm. He's going to give you something sweet.
And just to maintain a car, and yet I'm still driving my children to this busted apartment? I mean, does that make sense? Like, people's priorities are all out of line. You ain't got nowhere to live. You're going to get a sugar daddy. And 9 times out of 10, the Mercedes Benz you got, you paid down on it, but it's still in his name. Exactly. Honey, I'm sorry. Mm-mm.
It's almost that time anyway. April, May, Christmas. So, if anyone's looking for a job, 3 points.
Well, they do. That's the truth. Ain't lying. I sat out here and watched the girl 2 years ago, right across the street. Remember that car there? And all of a sudden, I said, "What's all that commotion out there?" That man grabbed that car, took it, and ran out.
But we, you know, there are.
They get mad at me.
How you gonna take my car? How you not gonna pay your car note?
Huh? Well, all I know, our life. We waste our life by doing stuff that's unnecessary, that won't benefit us any, that will not benefit us any. Come on, everybody, give me one last thought before we close. Shanna, give us one last thought on multitasking in the mind.
Make sure whatever you're doing makes sense. Not just feel good, but makes sense. Makes absolute sense. Weigh it out. Don't just run into somebody stupid.
Okay. Come on, Paige.
Everything is based off of feeling. So if you're going to be, if you're multitasking in mind, make sure your feelings are right. You know, I shall say, hear what you do.
Okay.
Come on. Follow sound up.
All right. Come on, Courtney. Hold up, I let Courtney go last. Come on, Bree. Give us something about multitasking in the mind that you think people need to know. Follow your first instinct, okay? So that means don't ponder on nothing so long. Just do it. Okay, come on, Courtney. Bring us home. You got 4 minutes.
Well, multitasking, you should only do that if you're doing a certain task that requires multitasking. If you you don't need to juggle home and this and that, if home is not important at that time. But if you're at work and you are a manager, a leader, and thing, you have to multitask. You have to multitask. What are people doing now? Your job. What's the good of this company? Those things you can multitask. But if you are trying to start a business, start an endeavor, you don't need to multitask that. You need to put all your attention into one thing. Have somebody else who's a subject matter expert look into that other thing. Starting businesses or starting endeavors or the beginning of something is always better when there's many people looking at it at one time.
then you collab with that, and then you make that one deal. But when it starts off the ground, then you have people that can multitask, but multitasking hurts you.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of the term jack of many trades?
Master of none.
You done multitasked your whole life. So you're a jack of trades, everything, but you haven't mastered anything. I kind of know Windows. I kind of know DOS. I kind of know this. I kind of know all them kind of. And all you really know how to do is start the computer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say, well, make me a spreadsheet. I did Excel in high school, and then I learned how to do this over here. No. See, you was trying to multitask, and you wasn't learning nothing. What we should be trying, what our calling is for, we need to go into that. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, I'll fix and learn shoemaking.
Uh-huh.
And while I'm making shoes, I'm going to get my computer programming certification. While I'm doing that, I'm going to get my contractor license. While I'm doing that, I'm going to beauty school. You're spread too thin. And you know, but I'm multitasking. You're multitasking your body into the grave. Now, what you can do is you can get your computer certification, learn how to program, then get you a business and multitask. I have this computer here, I'm fixing to fix this, then I'm going to do this, then I'm going to do that. Not I'm going to fix on all the computers at once. Multitask, I'm going to do this one. And I already got it planned out. I got all my stuff made. This lady that used to work with me, she used to cater during the holidays. And she used to have her cakes and stuff. She didn't go out when they said, I need cakes. She didn't go out the last day. She had the stuff individually packed. She knew how much stuff was going to happen, so she would pull it out of her freezer. And because she had 60, 70 cakes to make, she would pull out this. And she didn't have to keep measuring all the time. She
mm-hmm.
already had that plate. That's multitasking. I already have it in place. So when she got home, she just wasted everything and made cakes, and boom, it was it.
Mm-hmm.
She made money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way you do that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate everyone being here and thinking about multitasking in the mind. Just know that that's a dangerous thing if you don't know what you're doing. So let's just keep it real and make sure that we, just think about what we're doing and how meaningful it is in our lives and how meaningful it is in the lives of others. Always remember, when you multitask in your mind, you touch more than yourself. So this is what you have to keep in mind. You touch others. So just make sure you do the right thing. And with that being said, thank you everybody for being in the studio today. And know that this is Let's Talk Truth. Thank you for our beginning 2017. This is Lois Bullock, and I am loving you with the heart of God. Good night.
And everybody heard what she